Disclosure of the 45-year-old's health struggles were avoidable and unnecessary. She was found in the River Wye in Lancashire in February, 3 weeks after she was last seen. Chief Constable Andy Marsh from the college says the force also created challenges by not calling the investigation a critical incident.
It's a serious criticism. Had it been declared a critical incident earlier, a command structure with a gold, silver, bronze decision-making process would have given greater scrutiny to the relationship with the media, the deployment of family liaison officers, and the press releases which were made.
Police looking for four missing teenagers in Gwynedd say they found their car. They were last spotted in a silver Ford Fiesta on Sunday. Sir Chris Whitty's played down suggestions there were tensions between himself and Sir Patrick Vallance ahead of coronavirus lockdowns. England's chief medical officer's giving evidence to the COVID inquiry, which has heard he was cautious about the side effects of restrictions. But he says colleague Sir Jeremy Farrar's claims of palpable disagreements with the government's chief scientific advisor are exaggerated.
Sir Jeremy, who is a good friend and colleague, had a book to sell, and that made it more exciting, I'm told. My own view was that actually the differences were extremely small.
Hamas claims it could free some of its hostages in Gaza soon in exchange for Israel releasing Palestinian prisoners. It says it's close to agreeing a temporary truce. Sport: Beth Mead is back in the England women's squad for the first time in a year after her return to action from an ACL injury. Serena Wiegmans included the Arsenal striker in her group to take on the Netherlands and Scotland in vital Nation League fixtures. And the International Cricket Council has banned transgender players born as males from competing in international women's cricket. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Tanya. Well, I'm afraid it's going to be staying rather grey and overcast this afternoon. So we can expect no more than 11 degrees, and that temperature is going to dip to just 4 by dawn tomorrow, which will at least be a brighter day than today with sunny intervals developing. And we can expect more sunshine for the rest of the week, even though it won't get any warmer. We can expect tops of 10 tomorrow, 13 on Thursday, 10 on Friday, but just 8 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 1-2-3.
Out of sight.
Oh yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Yeah, I think he's got a mouth full of brisket as well. Now it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show. First off, a very big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio, and a special thanks when she discovered I was about to play a Michael Jackson song that she pulled her planned ending of the show with another Michael Jackson song. And the only reason I was planning to start the show with a Michael Jackson song is I always looking for a fairly long song to kick off with, because I've got so much to do and I mess it a lot because I'm not very good at this. Anyway, on this show today, we're going to be reporting on plans for a multi-story erotic centre. But don't get too excited. It's not to be erected, or perhaps I should say built here. It's going to be in Amsterdam. And of course, being a Tuesday, I'm going to be joined once again by Margaret Mills, who's going to be telling us about a cherry pie served to working men in a pub in what was once a part of Essex, for a truly astronomic price, the equivalent of about £275 today. Frankly, I'm surprised they got any takers. But anyway, let's kick things off musically with this one from Katrina and the Waves, who are Walking on Sunshine. Not much chance of that today, I'd say.
I don't
Yeah, as I say, not much chance of walking on sunshine today. That's Katrina and the Waves. Now, let's tell you what's happening all around town. The Brentwood Arts Society are currently holding their annual exhibition at Barswell Social Club, Barswell Close, here in Brentwood. Now, unfortunately, the exhibition isn't open today. No, sorry about that. It is open tomorrow, though. That's Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. Thursdays and Fridays, it's open between 7 and 8 p.m. Saturdays between 5 and 6. Sunday is 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Mondays, it's open from 7 to 9 p.m. Now, as I say, it's not open today, but when you do go there, and hopefully you can nip in there tomorrow morning between 10 and 12, the members' bar is available for exhibition viewers. It's totally free to get in. You can get more information at their website, all the W's, brentwoodartsociety.com. That's brentwoodartsociety.com. Or, of course, you can also go to our website at phoenixfm.com and just follow the link to local events. And this whole event ends on Thursday week, so you've only got a week, really, to go and see that. So, in the meantime, let's come up to date with a new one from Duran Duran.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sounding good.
Well, plans have just been unveiled by the mayor of Amsterdam to move the city's famous Red Light District into a new five-story erotic centre. So maybe when they've done that, they should get Melbourne Mall on there to say, and this is it. Who knows? Anyway, the government of Amsterdam has recently been taking steps to cleanse the city's image as a capital of debauchery, especially since they're trying to stop tourists arriving only for the city's drugs, alcohol and sex trade. Sex workers have traditionally been on show in front of passers-by in the De Wallen district, closing the curtains only when with a client. Thank goodness for that. But tours of the red light district have now been banned, as authorities don't consider it appropriate for tourists to leer at sex workers and also to prevent overcrowding. And now the city's first female mayor, Femke Halsema, has announced plans to build the erotic centre, complete with offices, rooms for workers, as well as bars and restaurants, with a view to improving sex workers' lives and to clamp down on organised crime. Yeah, about time too, I'd say. I hope it's possible to create an erotic centre that has some class and distinction, she said, and isn't just a place where only petty criminals and the most vulnerable women gather. we better get Marvin Gaye along, who's going to let's get it on.
Let's
encouraging you to get it on. That's Marvin Gaye.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, A12 northbound, one lane is closed between Junction 19 for Boreham and Junction 20, Hatfield, Peveril. That's because of a broken down lorry, so you may get a bit held up there. And, of course, we've still got the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16. That's Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414. But you have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And Hall Green Lane, that is locally here in Brentwood, closed until the 23rd of November. And Seven Arches Road is closed until 5 o'clock this evening. Other than that, can't see any major problems locally. And looking at public transport right now, no problems on C2C or Greater Anglia, or at least not no major problems. Hang on, there's one here. There's been a points failure somewhere up near... it's a points failure, I think, around Stratford. So that's causing a few problems, but nothing major, I'm pleased to say. No problems at all on London Underground, and we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2. But at 2:30 and 30 seconds, you're fully up to date. And here are the Middle Kids.
Sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you, sound okay to you? Sometimes I wanna say to you,
I believe in anything.
New music there from the Middle Kids, and that's Drama Mine. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice Drive, and this afternoon Joe is going to be joined by singer-songwriter Joby Fox, who's actually going to be performing live in the studio. At 6, it's Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this, and then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Sin City once again.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98
FM. I might never be knight in shining armor. I might never be the one you take home to mother. And I might never be the one who brings you flowers, but I can be the one tonight. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for, 'cause I'm not good at making promises. But if you like causing trouble in hotel rooms, and if you like having secret little rendezvous, if you like to do the things you know that we shouldn't do, then baby I'm perfect, baby I'm perfect for you. And if you like midnight driving with the windows down, and if you like going places we can't even pronounce, if you like to do whatever you've been dreaming about, baby you're perfect, baby you're perfect. So let's start right now. I might never be the hand you put your heart in, or the arms that hold you anytime you want this. That don't mean that we can't live here in the moment, 'cause I can be the one you love from time to time. When I first saw you from across the room, I could tell that you were curious. Oh yeah. Girl, I hope you're sure what you're looking for, 'cause I'm not good at making promises. And if you like midnight driving with the windows down, and if you like going places we can't even pronounce, if you like to do whatever you've been dreaming about, baby you're perfect, baby you're perfect. So let's start right now. And if you like cameras flashing every time we go out, oh yeah. And if you're looking for someone to write your breakup songs about, baby I'm perfect. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching
Yeah, Charlie Puth, There's Only One Call Away. And before that, it was One Direction and Perfect. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. The fact is that one in five now live below the poverty line, and half of those on universal credit ran out of food in just the past month and couldn't afford to buy any more. And with the cost of living getting worse, more people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. The escalating hardship creates dire consequences for individuals, communities, and indeed the UK as a whole. So I know that Brentwood Food Bank are especially grateful for donations they've received during this past month from a number of bodies like Brentwood Ursuline School, Ingrave Johnston Church of England Primary School, Mount Nessing School, West Hornham Primary School, all of whom donated their Harvest Festival collections, and also from companies and organisations such as Brentwood Law Firm, Tees Law, Diverse Recruitment Group, Bilbury Chaplin, and Blueprint Property. So please keep those donations coming as food banks brace for their most challenging winter ever. And if you feel you can help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224 528. That's the Brentwood number, 01277 224 528, or you can email them at info@ brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Many thanks for that. Now, we mentioned a few moments ago that Joe Bailey has a guest on this afternoon show, and that's Joby Fox, who's a local singer-songwriter who's going to actually be performing live. And this is his latest release.
Of a day to come, something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain, you wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. You believe me, I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. For once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away.
This is Phoenix FM. EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On. In the end, it's the fight that's just begun. Understand that it stays like this when the world is so hard to please. In you, my heart has found a home.
colour air there, keeping things together and keeping things bright. It's Marmalade. Song there from Marmalade, that's Bright. I guess they recorded that in a jam session. Sorry about that. Here's Miley Cyrus.
I don't want to go and talk too long. I know it was wrong, but never said I was sorry.
I'm sorry that you're dead. I could
Miley Cyrus there, feeling a bit jaded. And to take us to news time at 2 o'clock now, it's Sally King.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.